Chapter 10. Oaths and Their Atonement. Allah will not hold you accountable for your inadvertent oaths, but He will definitely hold you accountable for oaths you swear with solemn intention. So if such an oath is broken, its atonement is the feeding of 10 needy persons of a standard with which you normally feed your own families, or the clothing of 10 needy people, or the liberation of one slave. But whosoever cannot afford these should fast for 3 days. This is the atonement for the oaths when you have sworn. And be true to that which you have sworn. Thus Allah explains to you His verses that you may be grateful. Surah 5 verse 89. Pledging oaths carries a great significance in Islam. Keeping one's word is a fundamental part of Islamic ethics. Oaths emphasize an assertion to the ultimate extent. When a Muslim swears by the Almighty on an intention or a plan that he wishes to carry out, it is as if he has called the Creator of the heavens and the earth to be a witness over his word. In a society, oaths have always remained the real means of stability regarding various contracts as well as various social, political, and cultural affairs. Owing to this very reason, the Israelites were reminded by the Almighty in the Quran of the covenant they had made with Him through an oath they had pledged. They were warned that they must not break this oath, something over which they had made the Almighty as witness. Fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have entered into it, and break not your oaths after you have confirmed them. Indeed, you have made Allah your witness over yourselves. Indeed, Allah knows all that you do. Surah 16 verse 91. In spite of this importance that oaths and covenants occupy, many a time it becomes impossible for a person to honor his word, or he may feel that fulfilling a certain oath might be instrumental in infringing the rights of the Almighty or of his own self or even of others. In such cases, one can break one's oath. In fact, in some cases, breaking an oath becomes a moral necessity. In the Islamic Sharia, an atonement, or kafara, has been prescribed for a broken oath. The following is a summary of the Quranic Sharia regarding oaths and their atonement, which has been outlined in Surah 5 verse 89, quoted in the beginning. At times, an oath is totally absurd, nonsensical, and meaningless. No doubt, a believer should refrain from pledging such oaths. However, it is a great favor and blessing of the Almighty that He will not hold people accountable for the fulfillment of such oaths, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. On the other hand, if an oath is pledged with a solemn will and intention, or if some contract has been made on its basis, or it has an effect on the rights and obligations of the parties involved, or it infringes upon the injunctions of the Sharia, the Almighty would definitely hold a person responsible for it. So a person must not be careless and indiscreet in this matter. On the contrary, he should act in a very responsible manner in this regard. If, owing to some reason, a person is forced to break such an oath, then he must atone for it. For this, he is required to feed 10 poor people with the standard of food he normally feeds his own family, or to give them clothes to wear, or to liberate a slave. If he is unable to do either of these, he must fast for 3 days. This discussion summarizes the Quranic directives regarding oaths. While explaining these directives, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have stressed the following 3 things. Firstly, nadr, or vow, is also a form of an oath. So it will also be atoned in a similar manner in case it is broken. The atonement of a nadr is the same as that of an oath. Secondly, an oath should never impede good deeds. If you pledge an oath for something and a better alternative comes your way, break the oath and atone for it and do what is better. Thirdly, swearing by anyone other than the Almighty is an act of shirk, polytheism, so one should swear by the Almighty only. He who swore by anyone other than Allah has committed an act of polytheism. Reference Abu Dawud, Sunan, Volume 3, page 220, number 3251.